There is a group in town that is working to combat, I would say, invasive weeds. It's the Cooperative Weed Management Area. And joining us this morning, we have Victoria McDonald and Dorica Jackson to tell us more about that. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Thank you very much for being here. And tell us a bit about this group. I know it's a lot of different agencies and individuals coming together.
Yes, it is. So Dorica and Nathan and I, well, they have been pulling weeds far longer than I, and then I've been helping them. And then last year, the Forest Service brought in a woman, Karen Hutton, and she started the Cooperative Weed Management Area, CWMA, that is, it's not just Ketchikan, it's a national group. And we combat invasive weeds throughout the nation, depending on whichever invasive weeds we have in our area.
So this, there is like a, I don't know if you call it a local chapter, but there is a group that gathers in Ketchikan. Do you know if there's like on Prince of Wales or anywhere else, or this is just, you're talking about the group that's right here?
I think right here, but there are people in Metlakatla that pull, and they're
right.
Very careful over there.
And I know up in Kenai they had a, what was it? I can't remember what they called it.
Kenai Smackdown.
The Smackdown, and they were pulling tansy ragwort, which is our current enemy number one here.
Yes.
Okay, so this group has been meeting for a while
about a year,
working on things. So what, I guess, has the group been up to, and what are your goals for this year?
Well, last year we took 8,000 pounds of tansy ragwort to the landfill, and we have to really thank Lenny up mm-hmm. there. He has been great to work with. I think the one request we had this year is to be sure to shake all the dirt off of the roots, because the incinerator, that we take them up there and they get incinerated, because otherwise they'll spread their little seeds.
And they're toxic.
Everywhere. Yeah, they're toxic to livestock. It's a big problem down south. So that's the main one we're focusing on. And so I'd like to see us take 5 tons this year with no dirt.
Mm-hmm. So are you looking for people to help? Are you looking for people to allow you, I guess, onto their land? Because obviously you can't go on private property, but that is an invasive that we are seeing.
A lot of it is in the state right-of-way.
Oh, okay.
Along the road. And then there are private property owners that are very anxious to have us help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've gone, there's a lot in Ward Cove, and the Spokleys have been very gracious about letting us down there, but that is an endless task. The seeds are viable for 5 years. So you pull a plant, but if you don't pull it soon enough in the seeds, you've got a 5-year project ahead of you, at least.
So how has the progress been on getting the tansy ragwort? I recall many years ago when it was first seen here, there were very aggressive efforts, but it was in very small areas, and it definitely has spread.
I didn't know there were aggressive efforts really way back then. I remember seeing an article that was in the Daily News that Patty Crossy was mm-hmm. Talking about, and I saw the picture of this flower, and then I was driving into town maybe a week later, and I saw this plant alongside there, and I said, oh, that's a pretty yellow, that looks like what I saw in the paper. And that was probably at least 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think maybe this area, there are no more tansy there. I've been pulling there in that one spot. It's a very small area. And every once in a while, I still will see a little sprout seed starting. They're a biennial. It takes them 2 years to reach flowering stage.
And when I said aggressive effort, it was very concentrated. It was just for, a month or something like that.
Oh, but you need more than that.
Yeah, but it was like a group of people. Mm. They really got people in there. And then after that, I don't think it got repeated for years.
It really has to be ongoing.
So, so is this truly a never-ending task?
Well, no, we're going to be optimistic about it. But last year, Karen Hutton put together a proposal for the RAC, which is the Recreational Advisory Committee or Resource Advisory Committee. And we the RAC committee was given, I'm on the committee, was given quite a large amount of money, and she put forward one proposal that was voted down, but she came back the next month and presented telling us about plant you know, what happens to plants and if you don't attack it. And a lot of people in Ketchikan think it's not a big deal, but there is one woman on the committee who works with the oil companies, and she is part of going down south, and they have to do remediation in a lot of efforts. So she realizes some kind, you know, if you let it go, then the remediation becomes hundreds of thousands of dollars. So get it as quickly as you can. Kill the pioneer plants or pull the pioneer plants. Yeah, so early efforts are the most important.
And how many people are helping in this effort, roughly?
I know last year when we had our weed pulls, we had even people come over from Metlakatla to help pull. And I think when there were 10 or 15 people that were involved in group pulls last year.
Okay, so
and then a lot of us work individually on our own, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I always have a plastic bags and gloves and whatever else I think I might need in my car. And if I see one plant standing along the road, you know, by itself, you get that one. You don't have any more trouble in that area. If you let it go and it goes to seed, you're going to start getting a colony instead of just one pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you mentioned that you need to get it before they go to seed.
Right.
So when is the time to attack?
Probably, well, it's hard to say because it kind of depends on, you know, how the weather's been, but
we're going to go out and do an exploratory search.
Right.
But July and August, they're very obvious once they flower, the little yellow flowers. But if you let them go into maybe mid-August,
they start going to seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it'll be more of kind of a July effort, roughly?
Well, we've got
dates.
Oh, okay.
We have dates.
Yeah, we have a weed pull on June 9th and 10th. That's a Friday and a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12. And then every other weekend or every other Friday and Saturday after that, through June and July, and we'll go into August if we need to.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have a booth at the Fish Derby. And so the weed pulls, we will determine right before we go where we're going to go. So there's an online site. Jim Pomplin is the coordinator, does a great job. But either Doric or I will be available if somebody wants to join. But there's quite a few dedicated people in this town that are really hot on this.
And if people want to help out, what do they need to do to prepare? It sounds like you need gloves. I mean, are there certain things you need to...
It's good to have gloves because some people, the plant is toxic to livestock, and people have been known to get rashes from it.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure your skin is covered. And have plastic bags that don't feel so tight, so full that you can't tie them up totally so nothing can get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, Doric and I have been known to pick little flower seeds off the road that have been run over. That's how particular we are. And you want to wear clothing so it doesn't touch your skin. So, you know, it's a toxin, so you want to be careful. And that's why it's incinerated, because they are considered to be toxins.
And also to kill it off.
Kill it off.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. Yeah.
If,
yeah. To
like
really
you
get
said,
rid of
if
it.
Those seeds go,
you can't just bury it unless you want to go 6 feet down, which most of us aren't quite ready for.
No. Okay. So if people are interested in getting involved in helping, you said a website or how would they track you down?
I think they can just call one of us,
mm-hmm.
and we will give you the information on where the weed pulls will be. So if people just mm-hmm. want to show up.
Okay.
The day of, then.
Yeah, if you get that info to us, we can put
yeah.
it on our calendar of events
right.
and let people know.
Yep.
Yeah. For private property, yes, we will. If somebody has weeds on their property they want help with, we're happy to do that. We do need permission to go on private property, of course. So.
The trouble is before you know the dangers of this plant, it's considered to be sometimes a pretty plant, but Dorica and I call it the evil yellow plant,
yeah.
And so to us, it's no longer beautiful. It's a danger to goats. If people have goats, there are horses in town, because in Idaho, I've been picking it, and people who live down south say, oh, yeah, I know horses that died from this. So it really is a serious thing, and I don't know that our deer eat it, but if they do, I don't want to go by and feel that we could have done something to protect the deer on the island.
Okay, and right now you're focusing on tansy ragwort. Do you also go after other invasives?
Japanese knotweed is one. It's very difficult because if you leave just a little piece of the root, if there's a
nodules
on it, it'll start a new plant. Orange hawkweed is another invasive. Scotch broom is another invasive. But I think for right now, I mean, if we get those as we're gathering tansy, then that's great. But I think the big focus is on tansy because it's so
prolific.
All over on this island. So
interesting. So, yeah, maybe, and we'll post a picture of it. I know we have some photos of it. We'll post that with this report on our website so people could kind of get an idea of what it looks like. Yeah. And it is, it's one of those, once you see it, you'll know it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the really important thing is if you pull it, don't just throw it out in the road. Because this plant really has a will to survive, and those seeds will, the flowers will continue to go through their progression, and they'll seed out, and then you haven't really done anything. And then cars drive over it, and then it spreads the seeds everywhere else.
So what should people do? You bag it up. Can you take it up to the landfill?
You can take it up to the landfill.
And then ask them to burn it?
Yeah, you take it up to the landfill. When you check in at the booth there, you tell them you've got tansy. They'll inform the people in the big building, and they'll bring out a big tub that says foreign matter. But you want to be sure your bags are tightly sealed. And if you're just, you can get free bags from the landfill. They will provide those yellow bags for you. If you're using black garbage bags, it might be a good idea to double bag them.
Or just be real. And early in the summer, the stalks are still fairly, you can break them in thirds, you know, gently. But as the season goes on and the stalks get real
stiff,
then they poke their way through the bag. So, you know, you really handle them carefully because you want the whole plant. It's not – Japanese knotweed is actually more dangerous and much more difficult to eradicate. But we'll focus right now on tansy, and then we'll go after Japanese knotweed, which needs – chemicals and careful work, and we're not allowed to use chemicals working through the Forest Service.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. All right. And when you're getting the plant out of the ground, do you need to, you obviously need to get the roots too, correct?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
do you need tools
sometimes,
to get up?
Sometimes, if the ground is soft, you can usually pull them up, no problem. But having a little shovel or trowel, or Victoria's
like
been using a
dandelion poker. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's always good to have those on hand.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, I guess do we want to give our phone numbers if people want to contact us?
That's up to you.
Okay. Yeah. My cell is 617-0014.
And mine is 907-254-0914. And please leave me a message, because if it's an unusual number, I don't answer.
Yes.
So,
right.
It's got to be unless I answer, but, sometimes we're busy.
Yeah,
so.
If we don't recognize the number, we figure if it's important, they'll leave us a message.
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good luck with all these efforts.
Yes.
And I know you also have meetings. Do you have any upcoming meetings that people
Yes. might have one June 19th.
Yes, okay. 6 to 7 in the library, and usually it's one of the rooms in the back, but, you know, we don't know exactly where it is. But, yeah, they're good meetings, and we're all sort of dedicated. We are dedicated.
We are also going to have a booth at the Kids Fishing Derby at City Park on June 17th.
Okay. You mentioned the Fishing Derby, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
The Kids Derby.
Yeah.
Great.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.